Hello and welcome to the Business Innovation Show, where we talk with innovators, startup founders, angels, venture capitalists, incubators, project managers, and even scientists on their journey to create great products. Here's your host, Anirban Biswas.
Hi, this is Anirban Biswas. Those who don't know me, I work with initial stage startups who are looking for product validation and help them reach market fit and strategize for future growth.
Friends, let's start today's discussion with some data. India has over 190 million two-wheelers, and every year approximately 18 million vehicles are added. This is an enormous amount of two-wheelers across the country. But what do we do when it comes to servicing of these vehicles? We either go to the dealership that makes a hole in our pocket, or we go to the shop around the corner where quality is a question. My today's guest is changing the way India goes for two-wheeler servicing. Please welcome co-founder of Garage Works, Shishir Gandhi from Pune.
Hi guys. Hi Anirban. Thanks for having me here.
Hey. Thank you, Shishir, for your time today. Shishir, I'm going to pretty back to the basics to start with today. So you were coming from IIT Delhi and then had a very stable career in insurance industry where we worked together about a decade back. Then why in business and that also taking up the uncertain life of a startup owner? What makes you to take this decision?
So yeah, Anirban, back then, you know, at that age of 25, you know, the idea was always not just to settle down with a stable career, but sort of try and keep experimenting with, you know, what we as individuals could do. The point was, you know, while GarageWorks was not the first startup, so the first startup was in the insurance space, and we saw some clear-cut opportunities where, you know, if technology could marry the insurance distribution model, so it would have been a great opportunity then. However, you know, things didn't work out then, but yeah, I think the spirit of entrepreneurship got in and then just wanted to keep trying on some more ideas that I found were very interesting and much needed in the Indian space.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. So, I would like to do the story of how it all started.
Story of GarageWorks started with an incident that happened in our life. So me and my co-founder basically experienced a situation where, you know, his car had broken down, and after showing it to five different service providers, we had five different quotations. And again, coming back from my experience in the motor insurance industry, we always knew what kind of ecosystem the, you know, automobile after sales market had been. What we realized and what we always somewhere knew at the back of our mind was the current ecosystem is either broken into authorized dealers who are not really, you know, transparent with the billing, or they obviously have their intentions on the ROI. On the other hand, there is an unorganized market which comprises of local mechanics, the Chotus and the Babas and the Sonus who are running garages. Mm-hmm. For them, the challenges they have ended up setting up their own garage. But then they obviously don't have enough financial muscle to set up an infrastructure which could sort of attract the customers. Second thing is, once they are there on their own, they absolutely have no access to any sort of skill upgradation. Mm-hmm. Whereas these local garages sort of command 80% of the after sales market share. So our idea was that how do we utilize this workforce, you know, give them a layer of technology, control the quality, and bring in a much more organized format of after sales market, which could sort of be a win-win situation both for the customers as well as service providers.
Right.
So the idea came up where, you know, we could sort of do away with the concept of running physical infrastructure driven garages, and the mechanics could be empowered enough to deliver services in the customer's parking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So are you keeping this only for two-wheelers as of now, or going to service the four-wheelers as well?
See, as you started the session with, you know, India's got like 190 million two-wheelers. And with just 30,000 services, I don't think we have even scratched the surface. So yeah, we have a long way to go in two-wheelers.
Right. And what is the operational model? I mean, are you recruiting the mechanics or on your payroll, or are you outsourcing the whole work on commission?
It's a hybrid model. I wouldn't really call it that they are on our payrolls and they are not even on the commission. So while mechanics are not on our payrolls, but they still need a income security. And we also wanted to ensure that when they're working on a variable model, they are incentivized enough to, you know, ensure that the quality parameters are met. So we came up with a hybrid model, which is sort of a minimum guarantee contract where they deliver as per our expectations, and that's a minimum pay that they earn. So there is a capping on the lower side, but there's no capping as to how much more they can earn.
Right. And what are the some big challenges that you have faced so far?
Challenges have been several, Anirban. So as I said, you know, it's a doorstep service model where mechanics have to deliver the service or repair the vehicle right over there in the customer's parking. So we have had challenges from all ends. So the first challenge was, yes, that a customer should get convinced that a bike can get serviced at home. When we started the business, we realized 70% of the customers really misunderstood what a vehicle servicing means. For them, because they have never experienced what servicing is, all they would correlate with servicing is that they've seen a clean and a tidy vehicle. So the first thing they relate to is cleaning. Right? Because what happens is when you go and give your vehicle to a garage, you've given it, and you go back in the evening, you pick it up. What has happened between that duration, nobody knows. So, you know, customers to change that perception that a bike can be serviced at home, that was the first challenge. Second, the simultaneous challenge was to convince a mechanic that yes, he has to face a customer. All this while, you know, people go to the workshop, it's the service advisor or the garage owner who deals with the customer. Mechanics have never had to deal with the customer directly. All they are used to is getting instructions from their boss and fixing the vehicle. So when it came to, you know, telling them that now you are going to handle the customer directly, and then there was a lot of sort of retaliation that, you know, we don't want to talk to the customer. So I think, yeah, these two were the main challenges when we were starting. After that, every business, as we grow, you know, there are challenges in terms of phases that we develop.
This is very interesting. I never thought that really, I mean, as a customer, I would like really think like, if my vehicle is not clean, is not clean enough, whether it is actually serviced or not. This is a really interesting theory. Yeah.
So yeah, we got a lot of compliments, you know, after the first attempt of servicing, because I think what they realized was that in the conventional method, they were leaving the vehicle, whether the mechanic was actually working or not, but they would just pick up a clean vehicle, a clean bike.
Exactly.
But after the experiencing the GarageWorks doorstep concept, they came back and told us, you know, we are finding a difference in the vehicle that we are riding. This the ride experience has changed drastically. It has become much better. So somewhere that they have experienced that transparency, and now they understand, you know, what exactly servicing is.
So how the customers reach you? Do you have a mobile app or a website? Just a website works for you?
So as of now, we have a website and a call center hosted for our consumers.
Okay.
For us, customers reaching us is, yes, we have a retail team that's doing on-ground promotions, right? But a lot of customers come in through site marketing as well. So when I say site marketing, is nothing to do with online. But it's about when a mechanic is servicing or repairing a bike in the parking, that incident itself generates 4 to 5 leads for us. There would be other people who see it and then, you know, come and inquire, what are you guys doing and why are you doing it here? And that sort of gets them interested, and, you know, they call up and inquire more. And out of these 5 leads, at least one comes back and books a service online.
So the mechanic becomes the sales on feet.
Yeah, for us.
Strength for you. Yeah, fortunately. So, How did you get your first few customers? That's very interesting, I'm sure.
So I think the first few customers, so when we ideated the whole model, so the model was revolving around two facts for us. That one is because people don't find the time to garage, so our doorstep service should help them solve the problem by availing the service at home. And second, if it's being done right in front of them, it has to be transparent, right? So they should be knowing what it is and how a bike can get serviced. So when we had to go live, the first thing we did was we tried with a residential promotional event over a weekend. And me and my partner had decided that over the Saturday, Sunday, we were doing it in a very large society that had around 2,000 flats. So we said if we are able to get 10 to 15 customers from these 2 days of event, I think the business is worth doing. Mm-hmm. And on the very first event, we got almost 50 bookings.
Oh, wow.
So
that's awesome.
So that day we decided, yeah, we're going to quit everything else we're doing and we're going to jump into this full time. So after that, for the next 6 months, all we were doing was, you know, promotional events in residential societies on Saturdays and Sundays.
Right.
So, yeah, the initial challenge was that, you know, our mechanics would sit idle from Monday to Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, they would be packed at one of the societies doing 10 bikes each, 11 bikes each.
Correct.
So that's how we got our first wave of customers.
Right, right. Wonderful. So as of now, GarageWorks is only in Pune or in somewhere else as well?
We started with Pune 3 years back. 6 months back, we launched services in Mumbai.
Okay.
So now we are delivering services across Mumbai as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we do around 100 to 150 vehicles in Mumbai and around 1,400 vehicles in Pune every month.
Wow. That's a very good number to start with, yeah. So as of now, did you guys try to get any external funding or bootstrapped all the way?
So, we did raise a small angel round 6 months back.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, we were all bootstrapped.
Okay.
For us, it was more important that we wanted to get the basics right. So, we have not been, you know, of the typical behavior where, you know, we just launched a business and we want to go out with the funding and, you know, just scale. For us,
right.
Yeah, being in the mid-30s, that sort of, you know, gave us a concern that we really want to test the waters. So only around last year when we saw that, you know, we are able to make operational profits into the business, that's when we started an active fundraise activity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. And what are the future plans for GarageWorks?
So, for us, the vision is very simple. So, we, you know, automobile business has a very restricted use of technology so far. While, so specifically talking about the two-wheelers, while for cars, you know, we have heard about telematics, we have heard about OBDs, we have heard about motion sensor technologies, but none of these technologies are actually in use or seem to be in use over the next few years in the two-wheeler industry. Right. What we realize is in the two-wheeler after sales market, the whole market is quite fragmented. So our idea is to, you know, leverage technology to integrate the small nits and bits of the two-wheeler after sales industry and become that one umbrella brand which can sort of become a one-stop shop for all two-wheeler needs. So just to give a highlight, it's like we started with services in Pune 3 years back. But now we've started getting inquiries that if one wants to get their bike insured, can we help them? So we have sort of launched an insurance portal which enables our customers to, you know, get a policy issued for their two-wheeler. We get almost 40 to 50 inquiries from market where they want us to help them sell their vehicle. So I think we've started with the low-hanging fruit of services and repairs, but eventually we're going to use technology to integrate the complete life cycle and offer customer a one stop shop solution.
Absolutely. That would be really interesting to see in future how it pans out. You know?
Sure.
Yeah. And the last question for you today, what I usually ask the same question, that what would be your suggestion, do's and don'ts for the future startup owners?
Do's and don'ts. In terms of do's, I think it's very important to have a need. When you're thinking about a startup, yes, it's very important that your startup is solving a problem statement. Right? Everything just cannot be around the opportunity or about sort of a consumer behavior change-based model. So there has to be a purpose behind the business idea that you're trying to set up. That's, I think, one key thing for, you know, as a do. And in terms of don'ts, I would say that, you know, just don't think about doing any startup on a part-time basis. If you want to do it, really do it full-time. Give in your 200% just to ensure that you've tried your best.
Absolutely. I second you on these two things. Great. Thank you so much, Sishir, for your time and great insights on startups and how you guys are doing. I wish GarageWorks and you all the best for future. Thank you.
Thank you, Anivar. Thank you for having me here. And look forward to talking to you more.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to the Business Innovation Show. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Google Play. Be sure to visit www.anirbanbizwas.com for more on business and innovation. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. Thank you for tuning in.